Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're coming back. I want to respond to Wisco Paul. I got briefed by Luke on a separate line over the intermission there, over the break. Paul, thanks a lot for your kind words about the subjects we're bringing up. And it's your idea about billboards around the state on the environmental issue. I think they're great. I also think, quite frankly, a TV campaign. Billboards are great. There's no question about it. But especially in urban areas, there's nothing like some TV and, frankly, everywhere else, and radio. And just say, these forever chemicals and PCBs and mercury are getting in our fish. They've got to be stopped. Here are the advisories. If we don't stop this pretty soon, you're not going to be able to eat deer, venison, anywhere in the state, not just up in the Marinette County area. And you're going to be eating, crappies once every 6 months and then once a year. And suddenly somebody will say, why am I eating them at all? And they're not going to catch them. People aren't going to come here as tourists just to do catch and release. I mean, they're just not going to do it. And so we got to do something about it. And what stands in the way is Robin Voss. Robin Voss, personification of that illegitimate, gerrymandered Republican legislature, slaves to donors. Donors don't hunt and fish. Do you understand that? They don't hunt and fish. They don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't have guns. There are more guns in union halls than in hedge fund conference rooms. There are more combat medals and veterans in union halls than hedge fund conference rooms. You see what I'm saying? There are more hunters and fishermen in union halls than hedge fund conference rooms. So I'm tired of hearing about this stuff from Republican donors and from Voss. Voss, I mean, where does Voss hunt and fish? I mean, Voss is going, remember back a year ago, April goes, well, it's safe to vote, This is a month into the pandemic thing, safe to vote. Just go to vote, no mask, what the heck, safe to vote. He shows up in a hazmat outfit. I thought, frankly, it was a spacesuit. You couldn't get in. There could have been a toxic gas attack. It wouldn't have gotten Voss. And he comes in all hesitantly, sits there while the cameras are on, and then he leaves immediately. Is somebody not understanding this? Some Republican, some independent not understanding this? Do you want to eat venison in this state? Do you want to eat fish? You know, Republicans, the base, are just like anybody else. The Republican base and the Democratic base hunt and fish. That's what our state's all about. The Republican Democratic base, very pro-veteran, and they're, defenders of the Second Amendment. We're not nutty about it. We're not going to let people have machine guns, toxic weapons, chemical weapons. We shouldn't let them have assault rifles. We shouldn't let people who are terrorists buy guns. We should have absolutely background checks. No more going to a parking lot at 2 in the morning and some bald guy in a raincoat opens it up and says, psst, you want to buy a machine gun? None of this stuff anymore. We're in a civilized society for a change. Civilized society that in the long run is going to preserve the Second Amendment, preserve hunting, and preserve fishing. All right? You want a little more of what they're doing? Well, I just went through quite a bit of what they're doing. This is an important issue. There is a bipartisan caucus forming. Bipartisan is called the Problem Solvers Caucus in the House. Unlike the Senate, the House of Representatives in Washington has a bunch of people who are bipartisan, and they call themselves problem solvers. And here's what they've come out with to try to resolve the impasse on the infrastructure bill, because Joe Manchin is not going to vote for it, in my view, even with budget reconciliation. Says he will, but he's going to keep nibbling away at it. Here is what I'm going to give you the details the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus has come up with. $1.25 trillion. Biden wanted a little over $2 trillion, said he was willing to come down to 1.7. This is way too far down. And unlike the Republican senators, this would have about $700 billion in new spending. Republican senators are very sneaky under Moscow Mitch. They said, oh, we'll give you a billion something. It turns out they were just going to use COVID relief money that had been appropriated for other reasons. Very sneaky, extremely sneaky. Wormwood, Crooked Lindsey Graham, all these guys. Well, the Problem Solvers Caucus says there will be 761.8 billion new spending over 8 years. 518 billion of it is for highways, roads, and safety. 64 billion is for bridges. 155 billion is for transit, mass transit. 120 billion is for Amtrak and rail. 41 billion is to upgrade airports. 26 billion for ports and waterways. 25 billion for electric vehicle infrastructure. 45 billion for broadband. Sounds like a lot. Sounds like a good constructive step. I think it is a good constructive step, but it's not enough. We can pass Biden's infrastructure bill on budget reconciliation. Manchin has got to come in line. Sinema have got to, she's got to come in line too. Give you some examples. I'm going to cherry pick some of this stuff out. Why, for instance, $25 billion for electric vehicle infrastructure? Those are charging stations. If you have a Tesla now or an electric car, got to charge it somewhere. Some people charge it in their garage. Some people have their own charging stations and so on. But what if you want to drive to L.A. from Milwaukee? What if you want to drive from Atlanta to Dallas? What are you going to do? You're in somewhere there's no charging stations. Biden will build 500,000 charging stations around the country. It's as big an innovation as the interstate highway system was initially by Dwight Eisenhower in the 1950s. That's the only way. Remember, General Motors said, going full electric, all electric by 2035. That's only 14 years away. We got to build charging stations. This is some examples. This is some examples. But this is not enough. And also, the $761 billion over 8 years is in new spending. About $500 billion is they're just shifting money from another peanut shell. From COVID relief. All right, guys, let's get with the program here. Let's get with the program. Pass Biden's infrastructure bill. This particular problem solver caucus bill does not have any way to pay for it. They leave that to another day. You can't just borrow that amount of money. We're borrowing a heck of a lot of money. There are going to have to be some tax increases. First of all, we're being cheated out of $1 trillion a year by simply people not filing or taking crooked exemptions. That's partially because the Republicans cut funding for the IRS and agents and auditors. We have to recover a lot of it right out of that, number one. Number two, hedge fund owners should pay income tax. I pay income tax. You pay income tax. They don't pay any income tax. They call their money something like recovered interest of some sort, okay? And they give it a fancy different name, and they tax it a lot less. Enough's enough. Okay, this has been a great show. Great callers in. Great exchange of ideas. Stand by for some great programming. We got going into the weekend. We got Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, my good friend Earl Ingram, a lot of good evening program, a lot of good Saturday programming. And the jewel of Saturday is Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks out the pizza box outside of it. Have a good weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back on Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.